Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Davis is here. Kenneth C. Davis is the name on all of the awesome books that he's written, something under 100, I think. Maybe more than that, counting the children's books, and which have sold at least a billion copies across the galaxy. His new one is called Strong Man, but you know him originally as the author of Don't Know Much About History and that whole franchise. He's the resident historian in the Brain Trust, and he's our good friend. Ken Davis, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. It is always a pleasure to be with you, and yes, it has been a while since Don't Know Much About History came out. It's celebrating its 30th anniversary, which
wow.
is an astonishing idea to me. And I guess we've been speaking for much of those 30 years. I don't know about all of them.
Half of them. You and you joined me for the first time in 05. And of course, as you know, we're like the Hotel California here. Once we find you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. I know that's much to your chagrin. Hey, Ken, one of the things that I want to point out first is this is President's Day, but it wasn't always President's Day, was it?
Well, it's not President's Day. We have to clarify that, first of all. President's Day is what most people call it. It's on the bank window. It's probably even on your calendar, but it still is officially George Washington's birthday.
Yeah.
This is because George Washington's birthday was a federal holiday celebrated on his birthday, which is February 22nd, until the law changed in 1968, went into effect in 1971, changing Washington's birthday to a three-day holiday that would be celebrated on the third Monday in February. That's today.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the third Monday in February can never fall on Washington's birthday, which is February 22nd. So in the popular imagination, but certainly not legally, technically, or otherwise, this became known as President's Day. And partly because Lincoln's birthday is February 12th,
right.
People got into the popular imagination that this was now about Lincoln and Washington. But Lincoln's birthday was never a federal holiday, a state holiday in many states, including New York State, where I grew up. We always had Lincoln's birthday off and then Washington's birthday off. But the two were never combined. That's a fallacy. So this still is George Washington's birthday, honoring the first president a president who is still admired by most Americans and most historians, although the school board in San Francisco has a different view of that.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So here's one thing I want to ask you, Ken. When I think of President Washington, the thing that I admire about him, there are many things to admire about him, but one of the things I admire about him is his quiet wisdom. And that caused him, when he had the chance, and George Will said this once in a speech, when Washington had a chance to do more, he did less. And that meant that he did not agree to a third term. And that set a precedent that lasted for generations, and that's the kind of quiet wisdom that is hard to find these days, isn't it?
That is absolutely right, and Washington was a man who kept his counsel. He and including in perhaps most Americans don't realize that Washington, before he was President of the United States of America, was President of the Constitutional Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to note that he almost never spoke on the record as President of the Constitutional Convention in 1787 in Philadelphia. Of course, his presence there was absolutely necessary for people to think that this was legitimate, and his endorsement of the Constitution, along with Benjamin Franklin's endorsement of it, probably had more to do with the popular approval of the Constitution than all of the Federalist Papers put together. We like to talk about the Federalist Papers, but most people didn't read them back then. It was really Washington. Yeah. Well, you know, you get some, there's been quite a bit of conversation, especially with the success of Hamilton on Broadway.
Right.
People have started to look back at the Federalist Papers a little bit.
So
now,
but Washington, Washington was the original E.F. Hutton, wasn't he? When he spoke, people listened.
When he spoke, people listened, and because he spoke rarely, when he did speak, it was significant. And he could also just say a lot with a stare. once there's a story about someone just betting. I think Hamilton bet somebody that he wouldn't slap Washington on the back while they were having dinner, and he did it. And I think it was Gouverneur Morris, who was another member of the Constitutional Convention, does indeed slap Washington on the back during dinner, and Washington just gives him a deathly stare. By all accounts, he was not that kind of guy.
Hail fellow well met. What are some things that give us one thing about Washington that you consider, and I'm not talking about the social issues of the day. I'm talking about from a policy standpoint as president. What was one thing that he did that we can learn from that maybe he wishes he had done differently?
Well, you know, today, in fact, they mentioned this during the hearings the other day, or the trial the other day, that they would read Washington's farewell address again today in the Senate. And that's an annual tradition. Of course, they read it without paying too much attention to it because it's the one in which he warned about avoiding entangling alliances.
Right.
He also warned about the terrible concern about faction, and by that he meant parties. Washington understood that factions were a dangerous thing, and of course many of the framers and founders believed that parties were a dangerous thing, but they immediately set about forming them.
Because they're humans, right? And that's what humans do.
We
develop tribes, we throw up shields and walls and build our silos and create our paradigms inside of which we learn how to be successful.
That's right, and that's human nature, and human nature was on full display in American politics throughout history.
I need your website. Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I need your website
quickly.
Your website, please.
Don'tknowmuch.com.
Don'tknowmuch.com, but you can find his books wherever books are sold. And don't forget to check out the children's books. I always like telling you about those. They're awesome, too. 20 after, right back with Ken Davis. More to come on President's Day. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.